Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So one of the interesting things about this NBA season and kind of where the NBA has gravitated towards, but it's really felt like it was more prevalent this year, where one of the biggest storylines even during the season was what's going to potentially happen with some big people after the season, right? Like during the finals, like it was, there was a lot of thought about what, there was big storylines of what's Kevin Durant going to do? What's Kawhi Leonard going to do? It's just been interesting and to think about how it's gotten to where the storylines are sometimes, well, what's going to happen after the season? That's as big a storyline as what's happening in the season. I'm telling you, one of that sort of storyline could seep its way into college football this year. Where I'm telling you, once the season gets rolling, I think one of the biggest storylines is going to be Urban Meyer and USC. Once the season gets rolling, if USC doesn't get off to a hot start, if USC isn't winning big, I mean, I feel like USC's got to win emphatically this year to stave off the Urban Meyer chatter. I'm just telling you, this is going to be it's much like how all year, where's Kawhi going to go? What's Kevin Durant going to do? Has permeated throughout the NBA. I think throughout the college football season, what's going to happen with Urban Meyer and USC is going to be a real thing. Because again, people that don't know, Urban Meyer, obviously we're, quote, I use retired in air quotes because, I mean, we've seen this song and dance before. And he's going to be in L.A. doing studio for Fox, right by USC. He's going to be with Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush all the time doing their college football pregame show. Reggie Bush has already said, "Yo, you're damn right, I'm going to be recruiting Urban Meyer if Clay Helton isn't winning." It's going to happen. And not only is it, because sometimes you go, well, gosh, is it good when the biggest story is what's going to happen after the season? Well, no, it's not good, but it's sometimes unavoidable when you're dealing with something that could shape the league. Like, where does Kevin Durant go? Where does Kawhi Leonard go? Those are like enormous storylines that could shape the league. And I'm sorry, if Urban Meyer goes to USC, look out. Because you know how there's been a lot of Southern dominance with college football and how it's just been Bama, Clemson, Bama, Clemson, Bama, Clemson. Well, if you put Urban Meyer at the helm of USC, there's going to be a team out on the West Coast that's got a say in what happens with the college football playoff and the college football national champion eventually. Because they've always recruited at a high level. Doesn't matter who's there. They're always recruiting at a high level. And so I think if he would get into the, if that dude would become the head coach of USC, they're going to get it going. And why do I think that? Because there's been a historical precedent set with Urban Meyer. Wherever he goes, they win, and they win big. So I'm telling you, the college football is going to be a little bit like the NBA with this one specific storyline, where one of the bigger talking points is going to be what's happening with Urban Meyer and USC. What is happening? And Clay Helton, good luck, dude. Good luck.
Talk about pressures on.
Oh boy, good luck. I mean, you got a dude, Urban Meyer, right in your backyard, and people are gonna be clamoring for him. I mean, imagine it was crazy enough that Scott Frost was, at Central Florida during Riley's last year. Imagine if like Scott Frost was unemployed doing TV in Omaha during that time.
Man.
It would have been nuts. It would have been nuts. So we talked about UConn coming to the Big East and how that's probably officially going to get announced later this week. Michael tweets at me and says, doesn't bringing UConn women here maybe help raise women's basketball in the Big East, making others get better? I think so. When I said, hey, RIP to all the other Big East women's teams, it's more from the standpoint of like them winning the conference. Like, I actually think bringing UConn in will force everybody to elevate. But there's still the reality of even all these other women's teams elevating, they're not going to be as good as UConn.
No, not at all.
Not at all. And so there's, I guess it's just it's a weird thing when like you start the year and it feels like just everybody's playing for second place in your conference. And that's how I feel like it would feel for women's basketball if UConn came on board.
Bingo. Because how long did it take for UConn to get challenged in the old Big Ten?
Yeah.
A while. Notre Dame had to come up.
Is anyone else there that's ready to pop up and challenge those girls, man? But I would love obviously it's a men's basketball move. And I would love it.
I'm all in for it.
I would love it. So history, tradition, the rivalries, the brand that is UConn. I would love it. I would absolutely love it. Okay, so that'll do it for us. Good stuff today. Shape was money. Go check out that podcast at 1620thezone.com, mobile app as well. Tomorrow on the show, is it Thor? I want to say it's Thor.
I'll be honest,
lost track. Because CWS kind of throws a wrench in everything.
It's one of them.
We'll catch a rum wash it. We'll talk to him about Roby heading to the Dallas Mavericks. But we'll also catch, I think it's Thor. Get his thoughts on the College World Series, as obviously tonight, game one, championship series. Be pretty cool to see Michigan close this out. All right, coming up next on Sportsmanlike Conduct. Have a good rest of the day.